Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Casey.
I'm laughing right now. Why are you laughing? I'm sorry, and I don't mean to take aim at an actress in our business who is gorgeous and lovely, and I'm sure so well-intentioned, but I have to.
Of course. What else are we here for?
I mean, no tagging. It is cruel to tag someone when one of your favorite podcasters says something nasty.
Again, is when we talk about someone behind their back, it is none of their business. If you talk about me behind my back, it is none of my business. Do not tag people.
Yeah. And
that's rude. That's
on you, because we are going to say very gossipy, rude things. But I still have to say it, Danielle.
Of course you do. I wouldn't want you to hold back in any way.
Okay. Why is this obsession? And I wrote about this a little in the book, but what is this obsession? And I get that conscious uncoupling is an idea that, sounds great, and co-parenting, all that great, and I would want that for my kids were I to be divorced. And I'm sure I will be divorced at some time and staring down
Stop
the barrel
it.
Of this. I mean, David tells everyone I'm his first wife and that his second wife will love the way I decorated our house. But he's like, she will love that watch that I get. I'm like, so also she's getting all my jewelry?
Are we speaking if you pass or if
either?
Either way.
Yeah.
Either. So this woman, whoever she is, David's second wife, whether you pass or you just hate each other and are no longer together, she gets your stuff no matter what.
No matter what, because he's always like, just so you know, and this goes to my larger point, everyone celebs, I feel like they feel like, I don't know if it's their publicist instructing them to do it, but when they get divorced, they need to up the ante in terms of assuring the public how much they still fucking love each other. They're so hot for each other, they have to get divorced. The statements are getting crazier and crazier. It's like, this person is my best friend. They're my whole world. We are getting divorced. It's like,
We've never been more loved.
We will live together. We will fuck each other. But we are splitting with respect and dignity. And I'm like, you do not feel this way about each other. I'm sorry. David always says, he's like, if we get divorced, just know I will battle you in court for those kids. I will say everything terrible about you. I'll tell that time you did this, the time you did that. He's like, you're going down. And don't just know, whatever you do around me, it will be shared.
You will both of you will burn the house down.
100 before, as God intended.
Yeah. Yes.
And so this just really made me laugh. So Kate Bosworth, unfortunately, has called it quits after it says nearly 8 years of marriage in the page 6.
Yeah.
And then she says, this was the post. It's just wild. The beginning is often the best part of love. Fireworks, magnets, rebellion, the attraction, the onset signals a wide open expanse of possibilities. But what if we chose not to fear, but instead to love? If that most delicate and vulnerable last flicker to the flame became another type of furnace entirely.
What? It doesn't even make sense.
Our hearts are full. Okay, I'm not done, Danielle. This is her announcing to us that it's over. Our hearts are full, as we have never been so enamored and deeply grateful for one another as we do in this decision to separate. I screamed. I howled. I'm like, the pains, the lengths people are going to, as though we're going to be like, I mean, I guess it's aspirational, but it just makes me LOL, Danielle.
I think it also just feels not real. I think you could be like, we worked so hard at this relationship.
Ultimately, not hard enough. Just kidding.
We tried so hard to make this shit work. We did everything.
And it didn't, sadly.
And it didn't work. So we're
please, I hope you hope for our privacy at this time. We both love our kids. Thanks.
Yes. I don't know that they have kids.
It didn't go our way. It didn't go our way. We ultimately picked the wrong person for us.
Why can't we just say, I fucking hate this person. We fell in love.
When they chew in bed, it makes me want to kill myself. I hate this person. I don't respect them. I don't want to fuck them.
The only time I get off is when I picture them dead. Things like that. I would like to hear a post like that. I just want it all. I want you to say the only good relationship we can have is when we are both murdered by each other's hands.
And the only time I will speak of him is when I'm fucking trying to take him down and bitching to everyone around me about what a monster they are.
Yes.
No, but I appreciate it. I guess these are more loving times that I need to catch up with, as usual.
But it feels there. It does feel, and I'm not saying they're not being, but it strikes me of dishonesty.
And look, again, sorry for their divorce. I, of course, you know, I'm not mocking that whatsoever. I just, it's more just this like trend. I mean, the announcements just get wilder and wilder about how close they are.
We are going to fuck so hard after this divorce.
Yeah, and we're going to continue to live together and keep fucking and keep co-parenting. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing now?
We are staying married. In our marriage, despite us divorcing each other.
Yes. If anything, we're going to be more married than we ever have been and happier.
Yes. Yes.
Together apart.
Uh-huh. We are going to tell our children we're divorced, but we're going to tell them how much we want to fuck each other.
Oh, God. Oh, God. How are you, Danielle?
I'm good. I'm good. I had a slightly embarrassing thing happened when we had a slight flood. You know, we just moved in recently.
Yeah.
And we had a slight flood under.
I hope the treadmill didn't get flooded.
No. No.
Your gorgeous Zoom background.
I did have to lay everything on the treadmill when everything flooded. I needed a place to put everything.
Well, that's what my treadmill is always. It's just like blazers and bras and all my like clothes that don't fit me because I don't fucking use it.
Yes. Well, mine, I had to remove everything, but the treadmill did come in use because I had to put everything on the treadmill. I needed a place to put everything once it got wet because everything was under our bathroom sink. But I will say under the bathroom sink is also like, you know, we just get a lot of, you know, from advertising, both my husband and I on podcasts, we get like a lot of products. And a lot of those products have been vibrators. We've gotten quite a few vibrators.
We have. Yeah.
We haven't. We've gotten like so many. Some have been in use. Some we haven't gotten to yet. And that's great.
Okay,
but we will get to them all.
Okay. Where
but
is
I will
this going?
Say.
Hope you didn't electrocute your puss.
No.
I don't want that.
No, I dried it out on my treadmill. All my, but it was like stock full of vibrators, just lock and stock full of vibrators under that sink. And it was lovely. We have just hired, because of the pandemic, we moved and we hadn't had a housekeeper in like basically like 2 years. And so we hired a new housekeeping service.
Oh, boy.
And so these women, lovely. This is like the second time they're ever at my house.
Oh,
and they discovered the leak and they are just handing me vibrator after vibrator. Just because they're like,
almost like one of those like lines, you know, when you're all like passing things to each other. So everyone's having to like.
It was all hands on deck. It was the three of us just like, oh God, oh God, oh God. Like,
get my vibrators, hurry.
Because they had discovered the leak and then it was getting like worse. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Oh my God, you know, because it hadn't been there earlier. And so it was just like it was like, you know how like when there's a flood and everyone's putting back like sandbags, but it was just vibrator after.
And were some of them opened?
One or two. Like, it was just a bunch of vibrators. It was a lot of vibrators.
Did you say anything?
I said, Casey, what is one to say?
Oh my God. I would have been like, listen, here's the deal.
No, you know me. I just keep it. I pretend it's not happening. I just kept it moving as if like, keep the
vibrators
the line moving.
Coming. Let's keep them moving.
Keep the line moving. Thank you so much for your help at this moment. And
that's a tough moment to ride out.
Yeah, but they were like, Danielle, come here. And I was just like, what's happening? And then just like water and vibrators like washing out of.
I told you that one time I saw this therapist, like dialectical. I don't know. Jessica St. Clair sent me to her.
Yes.
I don't even. I did a session with her. It was very nice. And I've said this before, but she gave me one phrase that is just coming to mind. And it was a big takeaway. She's like, when you're doing something that is so unbelievable that's happening to you in the moment, that you're just like, I cannot believe this is happening. And you just simply say in your head, this is the moment I find myself in. And it calms. It calms.
It was.
And that was the moment you found yourself in and they found themselves in, unfortunately.
I felt worse for them. And I thought it would be worse if we spoke about it. We gave each other looks as to like, again, they're handing me vibrator after vibrator.
You're like Dr. Wendy in terms of just putting your sexuality on parade.
But I wasn't, like, literally, I wanted to say, haven't even used many
but
of these.
But that's, it's like, I gotta have them all, but I just haven't gotten to
them
yet.
I don't want to give them away. I just haven't gotten there. you know? It's quite a few. Anyway, if anyone wants to advertise with us,
keep those vibrators coming. They'll get fucking covered
keep
in
them coming.
Sink water.
They'll get wet in one way or another.
Danielle.
That's how I'd like to advertise.
God.
So anyway, that was a low. That was a low point.
Oh, you know it's a low.
We bounce back. We bounce back.
Danielle, speaking of a high.
Yes.
It's not a transition. But you and I are supposed to be off for the month of August.
We are. You know, I don't even think we said that in our last July episode.
No.
We weren't like, we're going to be off for a month, because you know us, we forget to tell people this.
And not that anyone's on the edge of their fucking seat, but, you know, we have gotten a few people just being like, where's the pod? Which I deeply appreciate that they're waiting. But we felt we had to come back into the anchor chair.
Yeah.
You know,
because every year we take off August, but there's never been like at least two seasons or three seasons of just miracles.
There's a lot going on.
There's so much that we have, you know.
Miracle on the Hudson, except for New York, is not a miracle what's happening there. But we just had to touch down. And here we are.
We had to take ourselves to the mic again because, I mean, between Potomac, which is Dr. Wendy's transformation is something we've never seen a 180 like this in Housewives history.
We never have.
And then Beverly Hills and Erica and Kathy and Sutton. Like, we are just, my mind changes every week, every day.
Much like your bathroom and your vibrators, we are awash.
Awash.
In just, you know, we're steeped, really.
Steeped.
Danielle, why don't we take a very quick break and then we will be back. I think we should start with Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're back, Danielle.
We are. Oh, Beverly Hills.
Guys, what a goddamn journey.
I mean, what we're watching play out in front of our eyes.
In La Quinta.
We have never seen something like this. I haven't.
We've been in La Quinta for 20 weeks, by the way. Like, Christmas has come and gone, New Year's has come and gone, and we remain in La Quinta.
We've been here longer than we've ever been in the Berkshires.
100%. 100%. It's just staggering what's going on. So I walked myself over to the Pretty Messes Instagram today because I'm just like, you know, everybody has incredibly strong opinions about this. I think most people are tilting toward just what I'm getting from the boards in that she is guilty, you know? But I did have to laugh. But I'm talking about, did she know?
Yes.
Obviously, there's terrible things that have occurred, and clearly money that should not have been going to her was funneling.
Yes.
Going to her LLC. And God, it makes me laugh that our like authority on this is Sutton and Dorit. It's like Sutton's like, well, if I can talk about anything, it's divorce settlements. And Dorit's like, basically, like, I've been sued so many times for not paying people that I've got the info.
Yeah, both of these women who would have never had this knowledge before, because neither of them seem to be the brightest bulbs. But because they have both their specialties.
They're our authorities. The
Sutton is our divorce specialty.
And I'm like, uh-huh. Mm,
uh-huh. Thank you, and Sutton. Dorit is our I've been sued a bunch specialty. We're really getting the facts.
I know. Okay. So I took myself over to Pretty Mess's Instagram just to see some comments. And there is no in between to these comments. They made me howl. Again, none of this is funny about the victims. We all know that.
Of course.
But people, these are the comments she's getting. Now, Erica posted what I do believe was an incredibly tone-deaf video of sorts of herself, just like in a blue suit, just like, you know, popping. The lips were popping. And, you know, it's like, nobody needs your glamour pics right now.
No.
I don't care if you are as innocent as hell. We just don't need it. You're rubbing everyone the fucking wrong way.
Yeah.
Stop.
And what are people saying?
Here's what people are saying. Again, there is no middle ground here. I'll tell you one thing. Now, your fucking mascara never ran again. And scene. Have some grace and dignity. The constant focus of all about me. Look what I have. It's doing you no favors. I'm Team Erica. Honey, love you, girl. Kissing. Someone's like, when the judge asks, where did your money go? Just show him your Instagram. It's pretty obvious. It's in your face and lifestyle. And someone else is like, what filter are you wearing?
Okay.
Cringe. Someone's like, cringe. Another, are you helping widows and orphans? If you could show a shred of compassion for them, I might have some for you. Someone else, you got this, E. Love you, baby girl. Someone else, shame on you. Come clean, Erica. Another. Your confidence is magic. And thank you for sharing this.
It's just so much. I do think her Instagram, because I too have taken myself to her Instagram many dark nights of the soul, just to be like, where are we at mentally? Like, where are you? Where are you, girl? And it's a lot of her reposting people saying, I'm Team Erica all the way, Team Erica. And I'm just like, I don't think we're at a moment where, like, if you're not Team Erica, what are you, Team Orphan? You know what I mean? Like, I don't
a team so-and-so is reserved for, like, a little celebrity feud.
Yeah, it doesn't feel so. So people can do whatever they want, but
that's like Team Denise, Team Rinna.
That made sense to me. Okay, it's like, okay, we're all in this kind of fake drama. Like, it sucks, but it's like, but this feels like bigger than that. And so she can't help someone saying, I'm Team Erica, whatever, fine, post it. But to repost it, that feels really tone deaf to me personally, where it's like, it's not about Team Erica. Like, Team Erica, does that mean, well, we believe you? Like, that's, who cares? Like that. And I know you need that for your confidence. So keep that in your heart.
Yes. And obviously she thinks she has a story to tell. She thinks she's misunderstood.
Yes.
That's clear. Or she clear. Would be, I think she would be posting things quite differently. But to not have any self-awareness that, like, again, these are terrible crimes that were committed. This isn't like a white collar thing where it's like, you know, Wells Fargo was, you know, losing money or something, to just keep it in terms of businesses we've heard talked about on The Housewives. But it ain't that. It's
no,
incredibly dark.
So it's weird to then be so, and I'm trying to like make sense of it in my mind. You know, I'm always, I don't know why that I feel the need to like, be like, oh, you know, like she doesn't mean it or whatever. But I'm trying to make sense of it in my mind. It's like, well, I guess she needs to keep her brand up to keep making money and all that stuff. But I this feels the wrong tonally.
It's so wrong. And, you know, our group of friends, Matt McConkey and Deanna Chang and Shira, my sister-in-law, and you and me, we've been on a chain just trying to piece together the timeline, because yeah, it's tough. Because I saw Rinna on Watch What Happens Live last night.
She was on something. Sorry. She was just wild.
She made a choice. She made a choice with her sunglasses.
Yeah, it was a lot of again.
Well, just to wear a sunglass inside, but then to wear those sunglasses, it was just a wild, you know, wild. She did have me laughing a lot, though. But what I did understand a bit more was that Andy was like, "Okay, but just reminder, like the information had not yet just hit about the orphans, about, you know, it's like." We are watching this, and sometimes I'm just so frustrated the way they're all standing up for Erica, but like, we are watching this with a major time delay, you know?
Yes.
And so, but even just to understand the fucking pieces and the timeline from like what Erica's telling us to what really happened, it's just, it's all so confusing. But with each passing second, I'm having less and less faith in her.
I know. Well, even like Sutton, again, all of a sudden we're all Team Sutton. I mean, I hated Sutton a few weeks ago. Like,
guys,
I was like, I fucking,
I like her.
She was the only one making sense.
We have such short-term memory. Like, oh, I'm like, if I touch down on the horrible things Sutton did in Tahoe, like, do I like it? No.
No.
Do I love her? Do I love her now? Absolutely.
Of course.
What a doll. The voice of reason and competency.
Well, that's why I love these shows so much.
Me too.
Because in 1 week, less than a week, every day it's a new day on The Real Housewives. I can change my mind about a person, a character, if you will, because I cannot think of these. I have to make 180s every day, and I love that I...
These are our sports players?
Yes, they're our sports members.
Is that what
sports members.
Sports
team members.
Our sports ensemble.
They're the cast of our sports.
The cast, yes. Because I'm just like, this
crew.
One should be traded. She's a fucking bitch. And then I'm like,
this one should go to this city.
Love you, baby girl. I'm like Erica's Instagram with Sutton. I was like calling for Sutton to be basically like tarred and feathered.
I
and
know.
And now I'm like, I really enjoy her.
Me too.
She is, here's the thing, like Rinna questioning Garcelle, it's like, I'm not as up in arms as everyone being like, but you questioned Denise. It's like, right, but she's got to ask Garcelle what happened. Fine, you know? But I will say Garcelle and Sutton are just a little bit like, sorry, wait a minute, what?
Well, Garcelle's the only one asking questions. And then for Rinna to be like, you know, sometimes you don't have to ask a question. It's like, then what are we doing on this show if we're not asking questions?
I know. And then on Watch What Happens Live, Rinna was like, I'm carrying the show on my back. Like, I'm the only one doing anything. I'm like, Garcelle's doing quite a bit.
Garcelle is doing more than Rinna has ever done.
And look, Garcelle knew she was doing dirty.
I love Garcelle.
A little bit. Oh, I love her. But I think she knew that question. I think she knew the time wasn't perhaps totally right. And she had asked a lot of questions. When they did flashback, I was like, oh, Garcelle has been asking quite a few.
But Garcelle has asked questions about everything. Garcelle is, that's why Garcelle is perfect for this show. Not only is she gorgeous and funny and smart, but she goes there with everyone. I was talking to Akilah the other day, our friend Akilah, who is going to come back on this show in September. And she said to me, do you remember when Garcelle asked, like, said to Kathy Hilton, like, I didn't like Paris. Like she just said,
yes. It's shocking. It's very, and Kathy was like, uh-huh. Thank you for that.
And so Garcelle isn't afraid, or when she says to, and they showed us that flashback where she literally said to Sutton, like, how did you get your money? I would never ask that question.
Garcelle, but it's like, that's what we need out of the show. Exactly. And it's funny because Lisa's normally that person. But what I think is happening is this is so dark and so real and such, I'm not saying elevated in terms of like sophisticated, but like what's happening is so very real and dark to someone's life. Like Erica could absolutely go to jail. Her husband, Tom, has been committing horrible, heinous crimes. It's so very dark that I think Kyle, who's an incredibly empathetic person.
Yes.
And I think, you know, Crystal, to some degree, seems very empathetic towards Erica. It's hard. Like your friend, you know, is sobbing hysterically in front of you and can't even catch her breath, which like, say what you will. I think she was upset that article was coming out. People are like, oh, that was made up. I'm like, I don't think so. I think she's upset.
I think she's upset.
She knew
for
what
sure.
was fucking you hear because they call you when an article is coming out about you and fact check it. She knew what was coming the next day.
Yeah.
And Garcelle triggered that. And but I guess I'm just like, right now, what we're kind of seeing, which I think is why the meeting at Dorit's kind of was a tipping point, is like women being like, oh, my God, my friend is in so much pain. I'm going to stand by her. But now it's just getting darker and darker. And I think Sutton and Garcelle, good on them, are just kind of like, wait a minute, let's get to the bottom of this. And is it smart for us to be associating? Not because like our careers are going to go away. I just think there's something about it that is a bit dark, Danielle and Gauche. Not from a, like, they're going to be canceled standpoint, although just please everybody note the amount of times this week alone on every single franchise, every single one, everyone's talking about how many businesses, plural, everyone owns.
I've never seen people care so much about who's got a business, who doesn't have a business.
And how many businesses? Like, on Potomac, Mia's like, now I'm not sure if you own businesses. And Ramona's like, now I own businesses.
I don't own any businesses. I don't have one.
Rinna's like, now Sutton doesn't own businesses, but I do. And it's just like a lot of business talk. But it's not about that so much as I think it's just like the facts are so dark. Again, it's not like a messy divorce. And you're like, I'm on my friend's side no matter what, even if they posted that weird thing about him cheating or they had some messy behavior. It's like, this is dark.
Well, also, people being like, well, we've known Erica for years. And she's like, I've known her for 2 years. I know her for 1 year. Then Kathy Hilton just goes, I don't know her.
Oh, sorry, Kathy. Like, now, Kathy, unfortunately, put on her galoshes and waded into some waters this week that I didn't want to see Kathy wade into.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Kath.
It was.
I was like, Kathy, don't do this.
No,
okay,
she
but first
did
of all, we got a wild start to Kathy wading into those waters when she said the following: "I grew up with Michael Jackson." I was like, "Sorry, what?"
Okay. Their history. Again, I know that there's a book about like Big Kathy and stuff, but it's not, I need it to be written by those who were there. I cannot do an unauthorized sort of, like I need Kathy to write the book, but I need it with.
I would like Kathy to have a book, ghostwritten, of course. Like to take us through her life. I mean, truly what a life.
Yeah. But so keep going. So she said, I grew up with Michael Jackson.
Well, and so everyone's like, okay. And then, you know, for her to get into this whole thing of like, I don't see color, which was like, you know, I was taught that in the 90s and that was the kind of acceptable thing. It's like, okay, great. I don't see color. I say that now and I don't, and moving on. And I, you know, that's what these women think and they're not willing to look at any other viewpoint.
Well, Garcelle said it. Garcelle literally looked at her and said, I need you to see color with me. I want you and you do. So it's a lie. You know what I mean? It's like, it's also a great big lie. So it's so.
Well, it's like, first of all, we all see color. So just from a complete factual standpoint.
That's what I mean. It's just a lie.
Yeah. And when Garcelle's like, that's what I lead with. And then for Dorit.
Oh.
She was like screaming at the end of the table, like, I will be heard to cancel myself. I will be heard to say this. And now Dorit has been, to me, kind of curiously silent this whole season, almost like a mime.
Well, she sees her future, as we've said, in terms of the Erica Jayne, like, not that she sees her future, not that her and Erica Jayne are the same, but, you know, their finances are questionable.
Askew. Askew. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard something a bit dark about them in the pool in Hawaii 2 weeks ago.
In the pool? In
I did.
At the White Lotus? Was it at the White Lotus?
I was basically living my own terrible White Lotus 2 weeks ago in Hawaii, and a gentleman was in the pool that I got to chatting with, ended up getting a third degree burn for this conversation. For you all, I do this, okay?
Okay.
We got to chatting in the pool over pina coladas. I had a floater of rum on top. I was just really in my element. Didn't have enough sunblock on my shoulders. It comes out, he tells me he knows PK.
Wow.
Next thing I know, 20 minutes goes by. I am burned to a crisp, ruined the whole vacation. I couldn't even lie back on my back. I was screaming. I had to get medicated creams.
Oh, my gosh.
I do this to bring you one line, which is really something we already all knew. So this person is like entertainment adjacent, not like really in the entertainment industry, but said that a few of his friends, different managers and agents and things like that, regularly kind of get calls from PK that they don't return anymore, kind of being like, you must give my wife money in some capacity, put her in something. Can you get her one line on this? Can you do something? Not in the way that's like, I want to raise her profile. Very much motivated by like, we need money.
Oh, wow.
Can someone ask me, are Dorit's clothes borrowed or fakes?
I mean, there's so much money spent on wardrobe for her. It has to be one of the two.
A friend said she thinks it's all borrowed, or like when those Hermes plates were being like unwrapped, you know, they're being returned.
From
like,
who?
All that. I don't know. I just feel like that's kind of something that this is one thing about Beverly Hills I actually don't love as much. The women are so savvy. They protect each other a little too much. There is a line that I feel like they aren't willing to cross in terms of getting down in the mud.
Like when people in Orange County or in
Potomac.
In Potomac are like, your house is a rental. You don't live here. I'm going to play
you
the
pizza. You don't have money. I know.
I'm going to be the pizza guy. And
they
and
tiptoe around each other a bit. Like, I could see a reunion if this were any other city with people being like, Dorit, your clothes are all fake, obviously. Or like, you buy your clothes. I happen to know for a fact. They get picked up. Like, whatever it is. Like, a stylist gets them on loan. Like, there's some piece of this we're not seeing. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, to me, it bugs me when they're pretending otherwise.
Yes.
I'm being mean today.
No, you're not mean. We're just stating.
I'm sorry to keep going on these tangents. All to say, Dorit has been, to me, suspiciously quiet. Like, I'm just seeing her coming out in, like, sheer body Gucci bodysuits and Gucci
for a dinner of Ruth Chris, which, by the way,
Newsboy Cat.
I'm so happy that they are at a Ruth. I mean, there's nothing I like more than a Ruth Chris steakhouse.
So good.
Just that lettuce wedge salad. That, to me, is fine.
With a little bacon
dining.
Bits.
That, to me, is a night
on
the
town. Parker House rolls.
Oof.
Oof. I got to tell you. So, yes, there was the foreground drama going on, but I felt so comforted. I don't know if you did, by all the Christmas trees and like the season, even though, again, the darkest things in the world were happening. But like, I was seeing like little nutcrackers next to the mall and the.
I was comforted by just the Del Taco of it all, like by the Ruth Chris of it all. The food
when everything
comfort.
Was going down with Erica on the couch and Kathy goes, should I clear the tacos? I was like, thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Kyle was like, just go. But. Just get out of here. But okay, the one thing about Kathy that kills me is that she doesn't genuinely seem to realize that they're on TV. And that's not me being funny. Like, I think she is still struggling with the concept that it's being beamed. You know, it's going it's going into our homes, because the amount of time she keeps being like, why is someone wearing that? They're wasting that outfit on like a girl's night in.
And it's
like,
I was thinking
this is on television, Kathy.
That's when the minute she was like, I mean, you're just wasting it on us. I was like, you're on TV. Like, that's exactly.
No, I did think Kathy turned it out. I thought she looked beautiful at dinner.
Well, I mean, she's always kind of, again, that's real money. It's the
for
casual.
For her, though. Yeah. It's like what we are seeing is like inspirational tees and sweats.
But let's go back to the Dorit of it all, because she said something which was, again, just this sort of well-meaning white woman with privilege.
But idiotic.
Idiotic. Well, again, well-meaning in quotations, meaning
and
like.
And again, there's many things I'm sure you and I don't know that we don't know, but I've never seen on these Housewives franchises, women, as Akilah said, white women melting, literally melting down in the face of any type of, not even, it's like beyond criticism. It's just sort of like explanations of of someone's experience melting. And Jerit pipes in with all this nonsense about
how everyone who works in her house is a person of color, is what she said. I believe. I'm not quoting, but I am. And then Garcelle, rightly so, said, but is every person in your life who's a person of color work for you? And then Dorit.
Go ahead.
She says, and again, I'm not quoting.
Danielle just took her glasses off.
I had to take my glasses off because I had to, like, I didn't want to see myself as I said
this. The top of her head.
I didn't want to see I wanted it to be blurry when I said this out loud, which is just, she said, well, my mother's best friend is black. And it was just like, oh, Dorit.
It's like a record.
Do you not see, like, but it's like,
on a blackboard.
Don't you hear yourself, everything you're saying? And Garcelle is giving you a lot of, like, leeway here. Like, she's just letting you explain yourself.
So I was like, oh my God.
And it was like, well, do you hear how
Kyle doesn't get it still?
No.
There's a real missing piece there, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, actually, I find Erica to be kind of the most, like,
Sonia.
kind of on the page. I mean, to a degree. And again, this is all to a degree, but it's just like,
she's got
it was
other
really
issues.
Wild. And I was just like, oh, Kathy, please, we love you so much. Don't do this.
No, too late. I mean, I think deep down, it was always there.
Oh,
you know.
Of course.
We just didn't want it to be there. So again,
And then we get back to Beverly Hills.
We sure
do. It's just like, it's also crazy that good on Bravo. I do believe, like, because a lot of times you'll see like news happening and you're like, oh, they were not filming them. But I do feel like a lot of, we were in La Quinta, these news stories were just rolling out. Because I remember where I was sitting when the LA Times article came out.
I do too, Casey. Yeah, I think I think we were all texting each other immediately.
Yeah, that was an expose.
And I think we got on the phone with a lawyer. I think one of our friends, remember?
Right.
And then we got her on the podcast. We literally had to get on the wire with a lawyer to explain what was happening when we should have just called Sutton, who seems to have a real understanding.
Quite a handle on it. Okay, wait, it really did last thing, though. Actually, I forgot. In looking, so what was making me feel so sad was the, like, stark kind of just lifeless conversations that Crystal and Garcelle were having in their, like, La Quinta hotel at, like, a very small business table, just, like, sitting straight upright without even, like, a cup of coffee to their names. Just, like, we kept flashing back. I was like, oh, gosh. When they left, I was like, this is right. Like, let's. Now, Crystal sure loves a jacket thrown over her shoulder.
I love Crystal's fashion. I mean, Crystal is just, she's so stunning. And I love her fashion sense.
I'd like to see her try a different look. And that's just me personally.
I'm happy with her look. I don't need any change.
No
notes.
She's a gorgeous woman.
No notes on her look.
She's a gorgeous woman. And I liked the fashions at the Christmas night.
Yes.
Garcelle's like red leather.
Everyone looked great.
I liked Sutton's outfit.
Well, because it was something that looked like clothing.
You're right. That's right. It's like clothing.
Some sort of wild couture. Well, let's also talk about when everyone had to wash their own plate. Dorit was
now,
like,
what side did you fall on that?
I fall on, we are in the middle of COVID. You can wash one fucking plate. I am on the side of Kyle because I'm like, we're in the middle of COVID here. Like, wash your own fucking plate. She's not asking you to do all the dishes. She's just saying, bring your plate up to the sink and wash it off. Stick it in the dishwasher.
Now, see, Danielle, I have something different written in my notes, which is, why doesn't Kyle have a housekeeper for this trip? 3 question marks.
Because it's
at one point I saw a crew member, a very quick snap of a crew member opening up the oven. Like, the house is riddled.
with people.
It's wild with crew.
But we are not. We are.
I just felt unsettled. I'm like, I'm seeing dirty dishes and glasses. I don't want to see that on my trip, you know?
I know. And I understood that. And remember in Dallas, it was a fucking. Do you remember when we went to Dallas to that one place and their house that they stayed in looked like.
Made me ill.
That was tough. That was a tough.
It was like an Elks Lodge. it was awful.
And they were just like cleaning up in the morning and. God bless. But I'm like, clean your fucking plate. How hard is it? Like, I don't know. I was on team Kyle. You know me. I relate to Kyle in many ways.
Okay, wait. I just remembered. Remember how dirty Bravo did Erica when they showed that clip package of all the money? And her and the Lamborghini and the ring and Mikey. And I was like, ew.
And I'll take the small plane. I'll take the big plane or I'll take the small plane.
They fucked her. Last little thing about Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was saying this earlier, but got derailed on my own insane tangents. But I did appreciate what Lisa said on Watch What Happens Live is we're still early into this journey of us realizing all of this. And she said the audience needs to just wait and let it play out. Now, I think we all know Rinna's always team Erica. But like, I did think that was interesting. Like, where are we headed from here? Sutton has already thrown down the gauntlet and said, do we want to be associated?
Well, I thought Rinna's so dirty. It is so, again, I don't say I don't like it. I'm just saying she's so dirty because when she's sitting in that weird cheetah, it almost looked like Jabba the Hutt and Cheetah was surrounding her on the couch. You know what I'm talking about? Like she was just in that like huge. And then she goes to Garcelle. Oh, she's so sweaty. She's like, Garcelle, because Garcelle felt terrible. You could see Garcelle was like, I didn't mean to. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. And she's like, but didn't you? Why do you think you asked a question like that? Like just with a shit-eating grin on her face, you know, the cat's got the mouse. Like I was just like, you bitch. Like she is using this as a moment because she knows like Garcelle was like, I'm not okay with you. And so she's trying to turn it around on Garcelle and be like, okay, now I'm not okay with you. You think you're such a good guy. You're not always the good guy. Like, ooh, she's using it. She'll use anything and everything, which makes her a great reality star player. That's all.
That's right. Last little thing I have. Remember when at dinner, Kathy goes, I don't like drinking out of plastic. Oh, delightful, delightful.
That was like Dorit when she was like, I don't like drinking wine out of a non-wine glass. Like, I don't.
And how about when Dorit was like, the first two people that get here will get to have Gucci glasses. Like, get more.
Who cares? Also, who cares?
Well,
but I do have that.
I care.
Like, I know. But it's like, I am that same person that has like, I've got one.
Yeah, me too.
I've got one nice thing.
And mismatched one. It also just like Dorit. And Lisa did comment on this. It's like Dorit was like, I'm so sorry, everyone. I just grabbed whatever I had in my fridge. That was like the nicest spread I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
That's where she goes wrong.
Yeah.
She goes very left for me. She cares what everyone thinks in every single moment. She's trying to control.
But then also that fake modesty of like, I just grabbed whatever was in my fridge. It's like, you had someone make this. Fuck off. Like, you can't even wash a dish and you're telling me you just grabbed whatever is in your fridge. You are a liar.
Right.
Anyway.
Right. Should we move on to Potomac?
Please. Potomac.
Hasn't Karen already been named ambassador to her town many times?
She's been the mayor at this point. Like,
she's always like, we're all going back to my hometown. I'm like, again?
But because it was a parade the last time. I had assumed it was like Karen Huger Day or something. But now, I guess it's a different event. But it is.
It's a different event that we're going to go back to Karen's hometown.
This town.
Why I feel we're going there is it's a small town and there's like one case of COVID. I just feel like everything now is like being like Salem must have had very low COVID.
We keep going to smaller and smaller towns as our vacations. We are just going into teeny tiny little towns all over this horrible country of ours. JK. You remember when Jessica Chaffin as Rana, my aunt Rana came on the show, Rana Glickman. She said, I hate men who are on the best behavior Remember when she was like talking about like men being on their best behavior? And I was like, oh my God, that's such a good point. And I think that's what Michael Darby is doing now, that sort of like acting best behavior thing.
Asking
with him.
Acting best dad, acting romantic partner. Astrid was probably like, you fucking look like you love me on this next season or you're dead.
Yes. And I feel, you feel it.
She was like, I fall in love with him more every day. I almost like threw up.
I've never been, you know, the men on this, on all these shows are awful, 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 awful. You know, there's one or two good ones. There's a Mauricio, you know, there's a, who else have we seen?
Hard to come up with one.
I know. It's tough because we're all into Juan and now Juan has let me down too. So
I know, I'm like scrolling a Rolodex right now. I guess Harry Hamlin's a nice guy.
I wouldn't want to be with him, though, with his manicured nails and his always camping.
He seems like a buzzkill to me.
He does. He also seems like he's sort of like a doddering old man at this point. But like we want to remember him as like hot Harry Hamlin from like L.A. Law or whatever he did 100 years ago. But like he's kind of just like puttering around the house and it's tough to watch. But I will say Michael Darby, I want to say, is, I will go out on a limb, the least fuckable house husband that there has ever been. It literally makes my skin crawl. Yep. And we've had some doozes.
Some doozeroonies we've had.
But he is the worst of the worst. He is, makes my skin crawl like no other husband.
Me too. He's so awful. And when he said, it really made me laugh though, when he was like, so I'd like to get into the movie business. And Ashley's like, sorry, what? And he's like, I'd like to be a movie producer. He's like, I know the risks and I know the gains. It's like, it's literally between a movie business and restaurants, they say are the most risky, like terrible investments of all time. And she's like, well, you did, you know, like lose us a lot of money in the restaurant and that was very stressful. And he's like, I won't with the movie business. He's like, you don't think I don't do my research? And then he's like, I'll get a casting director. I'll get everyone. I'm like, it's a little more than that.
It's so much more than that. And movies right now, movies are not doing great.
He's such an idiot. It just, I'm like, oh my God.
I know. He's the worst. Now, can we get to the Wendy's transformation?
Mm-hmm. Never seen someone, and again, this power to her. You know, if anyone wants to have anything done to themselves, no one is more for it.
But I don't think her body transformation is as much as her what the body transformation has done to her like, we have seen Vicky Gumbelson's face change 180 and then back again. Like, we have seen changes bodily, but Vicky is still Vicky at the end of the day. Wendy is a shockaroony.
I mean, I will say I've just never seen anyone enjoy the results of their plastic surgery so much. She's loving it. The outfits she's prancing out about, I'm just like, wow, you're right. Like, this is just not the Wendy we saw last season. I think, and a friend kind of mentioned this to us, that there's something about her that's like, okay, you saw me as the smart, kind of put together person. My feedback was maybe that I wasn't as fun. And now it's like, you will see me fun.
Yeah. But even like her travel outfit, you know, when they're on the bus, when she's in that like white body, I mean, she looks incredible. First of all, I will say
about her look. She looks amazing.
Oh no, I want to say, like, whoever her doctor is, he's done
her
really
breasts
well.
Are glowing orbs.
Oh my God, her ass looks incredible.
Now, when you get a Brazilian,
I don't
get
know.
An ass put on. Okay. Are we seeing scarring on that ass, or are they gluing it on?
Do they? And this is a true question.
These are true questions. What I said. How do we get it on?
Do they go in? You know how, like with a facelift, it's like behind the ears is like where you get like the stuff.
Yeah.
Is when you get a butt, is the butthole where you like, not the butthole, but like in?
I'm sorry, Danielle. What? Like, are they going in through the butthole?
Not through the butthole, but like through that area so that nobody can see the scarring.
But again, our question goes together because, so they're adding to, right?
Yes, they're adding. They're putting stuffing in. They're stuffing a couch.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you think they're cutting open next to the butthole and then stuffing on the sides and then sewing it back up in the crack.
Yes.
See, I thought it might be under the caboose so that it's so round and big, you almost can't see under. It's like a shadow there, you know?
But I think, you know, for once you have a nice butt, you're going to want to show it off. But if it's under the caboose, like, you're still going to see
even
scarring.
With it, just picture it being that big and then kind of hanging over that
But
area.
You're still going to want to wear like a short, and then it could show, right? Okay. So I think you're going to want to go in through like the butthole area. Not through the actual butthole, but the crevasse.
Interesting. I'd love to learn more about this. Never really thought about it. Now, again, when you say stuffing, so okay, I just never thought about this. And in my head, it just like appears there. So they slice off some skin and then just stuff it with fat?
I don't.
Like a turkey and know. Stuffing?
I don't know. I'm a guessing.
Or are they injecting it with butt? I don't know.
You mean you have like a vial through a butt full of butt and then you
grab some butt off the side saddlebags and then inject it right on
and then
in.
you put butt into your butt.
Yeah.
I think it's more of like a stuffing of silicone or something, because who's, you know, like how do you
right, but they're getting that sometimes.
That doesn't grow on trees. You got to manufacture it.
No, Danielle, I'm looking it up. A Brazilian butt lift involves three basic steps. Fat is removed from the hips, lower back, thighs, and abdomen, and other areas with liposuction. So liposuction is no fucking joke.
Okay, yeah, I know.
My friend who's a nurse was telling me that is like the hardest thing. So Wendy went through a lot for this.
Yeah.
The extracted fat is then purified and prepared for transfer. The cosmetic surgeon injects fat. I was right! Injects fat from specific points on the buttocks. Oh, Danielle, there is no scar in the butthole. There's because he injects fat into specific points on the buttocks to increase volume and improve shape.
Interesting, because I was thinking of it more like when I was little, I went to Judy Jacobs' art class and we got to make our own Cabbage Patch Kids. And we just took like stuffing and then stuffed it in and then sewed it up. And then that made them look full. And so that's how I was picturing it.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. Again, so much, you know, power to anyone doing it. I just get a little queasy sometimes reading this stuff. It can last several months.
Oh, it doesn't last the rest of your life?
To years. No, I don't think it lasts the rest of your life.
Interesting.
Wow.
It's not like a boob implant because those are silicone. So when you're getting fat injected, the fat can disappear.
Okay, then some people say, though, if you're doing it right, Danielle, can last 10 years.
But so I guess your body eats its own fat in that way, like it breaks it down. Right. I don't know.
Okay.
Again, anyway, these would be great to hear. But whatever she's doing, she looks great. But
she looks
terrific. Such a huge transformation just in terms of personality and showing everything off. And like,
you're right. It's like new boobs, new butt, new personality.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe this was living in her and this is just like, but I felt like Wendy kind of felt like I might need my alter ego to come forth. Now, a little word on Mia. I like Mia a lot.
I do too.
I just like her. I like her. I feel for her. I find
her fun.
She's
been good for the show.
A friend of ours did make me laugh with a text and said, it's so rough. Said, Mia's kids look nothing like her because Mia looks nothing like herself.
Mia has had a lot of work. I can't remember if we've seen a picture.
Yes, we did
Mia.
See one photo of Mia. Always beautiful.
Yeah.
But I loved seeing her in the office, figuring out the forms and the reception. There's something about her that's very watchable. Her voice, the way she gestures, soothes me.
Yeah, like her long fingernails.
Yes, that's what I mean. It's very soothing to me.
When she went to the chiropractic office, it did make me laugh because I do believe she runs the company, but there was a little bit of like business, fuffering around, like just like, and like just rearranging like little pamphlet, like busy, like I work here, work, you know what I mean? Like acting business. And so it sort of just made me laugh the way that she was doing it.
Something about Mia, just listening to her kind of is like ASMR for me. Just the nails and the voice and the
soothing voice.
And then always like, oh, no, that's not what I meant.
Yes. And then like, she's like, I hear that. Like when someone calls her off on stuff. And even when she gets angry, it's not that loud.
Mm-mm. It is, yeah. It really made me laugh when first she was like, no one can dictate who I go to dinner with at all. They can call my receptionist. And then Robin was like, it just felt very rude. And she was like, and I will never do it again. It was very rude. She'll take it and keep it moving. People who can take feedback to me are just gems. I struggle with it. You know, I struggle with it mightily.
I struggle with feedback, but I also take it. But then I'll just go cry for 3 hours. But I will emerge.
Yeah, Mia keeps that train moving.
Oh, she does. She just pivots. Or no, she takes it in and then pivots.
This whole notion of Karen being having picked this one random thing out of, I mean, the things that Giselle and Karen have said and done to each other, for her to pick this one tiny thing that Giselle said, clearly kind of joking and tongue-in-cheek about Ray dying.
Also, I will say very clearly that Giselle said nothing bad, again, but Karen has said much worse about Ray than Giselle has said. Like, Karen herself has said terrible things about Ray.
Well, granted, they are married. I mean, it's a little different when you're talking about your own family.
But she did, this thing that she picked out that Giselle said, it's just not worth, like, it makes me mad. It's below Karen.
Yes,
that's what I will say. It's not, Karen has real beef. This is not the beef. So do the real beef. Giselle is a terrible.
The way Giselle is like, I just want your husband to pay his bills. It's like, Giselle will go. I've never seen someone go to the heart of the matter more. But you know what I really love in Housewives? I don't think we've talked about this. Like, when people are fighting so terribly, like, Karen and Giselle are sworn enemies. I mean, the things they've said to each other, I would like light someone on fire for saying those things about my husband.
I could never see them again.
And then Candace is like, let's play champagne pong. And there's Karen and Giselle cheering each other on. Just, I love when they're put in like a, suddenly they have to do like a three-legged race. And it's fine, we'll be friends for this. It just kills me.
Candace, I'm loving this season. Candace is
in the recording booth.
Oh, I love it. I love it all.
Love it, love it, love it. I think we should get to New York quickly, Danielle.
Yes. Okay.
Let's take a quick break and come back with New York, because the tie I want to make is there was another songstress on New York this week. We'll be right back. Okay, let's touch on New York quickly. It's such a fucking, I have never turned an episode of Housewives off in my life. And now twice on New York, I couldn't watch Ramona shit on the floor. And I will not watch Ramona be disrespectful and anti-Semitic. I won't watch it.
It was so bad. Like, it's just so her.
No, I've wanted to turn off several times. But I was like, I'd had a bad day. I'm just like, I just can't watch her tonight. I wasn't up for it and her nonsense.
Her nonsense was so bad. And I'll get to that in a second. But the episode the week before, watching, because I have to touch on this, watching Lou do her music video. But my favorite part of Lou doing her music video was her singing to it. And you could hear her whispering like, and what do I want for Christmas?
Yes. And when she was like, it's cold and it's raining and I don't want to do this again. It's like, Lou, this is the gig. Like, and I love it when she said, hopefully now all the girls will understand how hard it is to work in this business and to do a cabaret show. This is very hard work. I'm like, oh my God. No one's takeaway from this was how hard Lou worked.
No.
Now, oh God, Danielle, the best, the funniest. I truly laughed so hard when I texted you when Lou was like, now, everyone's so excited about the song. It's like, here we are in this gorgeous apartment doing Christmas. It felt festive. It felt fun. I love the song, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it's a hit. And then Lou's like, now, unfortunately, we did miss releasing it for this Christmas, but we're going to go for next year. It's like, what are we watching? These women are here. Like, some cast members won't even be with us next year. And we're going to watch this Christmas music video is going to drop.
It was a year later. A year later.
You can't have someone edit this together over a weekend and put
it
out. We
get our podcast together faster and it's longer. You can get it made, Lou.
Get it together.
You can drop it and sound mix it in a day.
And it's not like, okay, so it'll come out next month. It's like, so in 12 months, you will be able to hear this. I was like, oh my God.
She could have got, I mean, I will say this about Candy. Burris got Kim Zolciak in the studios tardy for the party. It was out in 2 minutes flat. Yep.
Before Kim got to her car,
yes,
and got her red solo cup, it was out.
Because Candy knows what she's doing. This is the fact that she couldn't get out yet was hilarious. Now, I will say Ramona's anti-Semitism, the Jews, you said you couldn't watch this, but I don't know if you saw what she's like. When I first got to New York, Jews didn't like me. They discriminated against me.
Yes, I saw that. That's about when I ducked out.
I was like, no.
I'm like, I cannot watch her. Like, everything about that dinner was just like, oh my God. I actually couldn't. What I couldn't watch was the people sitting there at the dinner have to watch this.
They all have to be there.
Yeah, it's like, because I'm really watching. We're like too removed watching this. I'm like,
well,
I can't
I'm embarrassed. Like, it's like, it's almost like we came in with Ramona. Like, we were invited.
Yes,
with Ramona.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I felt like I was okay. We were invited to this woman.
There's our friend that is also invited to this event.
Exactly. So she embarrassed me. Everyone won't embarrass me in front of these people.
You know who's going to take her downtown at the reunion is Andy for that. Mark my
words. Do you think so?
Yeah, 100%. And it might come out sideways in terms of the questions, you know.
But
he's gonna zing her.
But here's the thing about Ramona. She'll never get it.
Oh, God, no.
She can't. And that's why none of this, Ebony's teaching that this woman whose house they went to for the Shabbat teaching, it doesn't hit Ramona. Yeah. It'll never get through. She cannot. She's too much of a narcissist.
She's impenetrable.
She's impenetrable. She knows what she knows, and that's what
she
I know.
She just behaves so poorly this whole season. We all love Ramona. We all love her antics. Let's be honest. She is Housewives gold. She's Housewives history. She's been a part of like some of the greatest moments because of all the reasons we're saying. But this season, she's been really like turning my stomach.
And just her go, like leaving the table, leaving the table. Also, just all of them saying like mazel tov to each other as a Jew again. And I'm not a very religious Jew, but I was like, all these non-Jews being like, happy Shabbat, mazel. It's like, what's happening here?
Yeah, what is happening? What is happening?
I take no
offense. Let's just say they needed Leah to be the gel there.
Yeah, it was just odd.
Awful.
But anyway, but then Ramona going into the, like, being in a bad mood, I'm hungry, I haven't eaten. And then, of course, they do her dirty and they show her just shoving hummus into her mouth. But then she goes in the kitchen. She's like, I'm hungry. Where's my food? Like, I was like, this woman is an animal. She's an animal. Goddamn animal, Casey. Wandering animal. Around this house, just asking for food. I'm going to the bathroom. Like, just, oh, I don't know that I can take her anymore. I mean.
I know. New York needs, we need to really gather our thoughts and process the season. And by we, I mean the executives. And,
and us.
Really. And I'm so happy to sit in on that. I would love to.
I'd love to be on the board.
A little bit of, like board members, where we just like pipe in. They can take or leave our creative suggestions. But we need to regroup.
Yeah. I was also shocked. And Lou was well behaved this episode. She just sat back, which was great. But Lou, again, these are women in New York fucking city. She's been around the world, the country. She speaks, like, she's never seen Hala before.
They were acting like, she's like, no, I've never been to any Seder
Jewish resort.
It was just so, I was like, oh my God. Now, what about this business of Sonia and the younger guy? Was Sonia lying or did she sleep with both of them?
I think she was lying. And she didn't know.
Yeah. You don't think she could have slept with them and then passed out and they needed her out?
I think she was all over him. Maybe he kissed her. I think she went home with them to drink and have a good time. She passed out. Like, and then they were like, this woman is, who is this woman here? And they were having
so
a laugh.
Sad.
Yeah, it's very dark. I don't think there was any sex going on personally. But
that's,
I did
really
like
dark.
And again, I did like the older gentleman for her. Did I find him interesting? No. Did I want him to talk about his back surgery and the jelly donut?
I've never seen such a dry dinner. Like, can we go somewhere with a little darker lighting or with a glass of wine? Like, this is not the time for Sonia to stop drinking at a blind date.
I did feel like this guy could put her feet on the ground a little. I just need someone. I mean, I think she would go out with him again.
When she said, I love that he doesn't wear socks with loafers.
Ugh.
I know that was a selling point for her. I like that too.
I liked him for her. And again, personality-wise, I couldn't detect one. But that doesn't matter. But I want some solid ground for her to land on.
She's just so cute. When she's so polite and cute. Like, it did kind of warm my heart. When they were walking out, it clearly didn't go great,
No.
He's like, you want to walk? And she's like, let's get some fresh air. They go like two steps and he's like, well, I'll see you later. And she's like, yeah. And then her little cute smile to the camera when
he
walked away. She's adorable.
My
heart.
I love happiness for her. I was worried for her and Lou when they were in those heels. Again, no one's young anymore, including myself. But when they were in those heels, having a snowball fight on the ice and the
tottering
I was like, ladies, ladies.
Ladies, ladies.
Please.
Oh, ladies. Yeah. Well, Danielle, oh my gosh, guys. Wow.
Thank you,
Danielle. That was, I feel like that was just, we really got a lot out there.
I know. This summer has been wild as far as everything, including the Housewives. We've really been on some journeys, all of us together.
And I'm glad that I have them right now in this time.
Me too. I need them.
Where we kind of felt like, we're in the clear, like everything's amazing. And now it's like a little more like what's happening in the world. And from a COVID standpoint, and I'm just glad that we've got three franchisees to take our minds off.
Thank God.
To focus on.
Thank God. Keeping me afloat in the best of times and the worst of times.
Thank God for your cleaning women keeping your vibrators afloat.
Again, these women are new to me. This is, I think, the second time they've been in my house. And I didn't apologize to them for that because I just couldn't acknowledge that it was happening. That again, that was happening.
Oh, that was a mistake. Well, wow. Hope everyone's doing so well. Stay healthy, stay safe. Hope you're having beautiful summers.
Yes.
Grateful to you all. Thank you, Renee. Thank you, Caitlin, our editor. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you, Earwolf. And thank you to you guys for listening to our ramblings. And I know there's someone else who I have to thank, but I cannot remember.
Yeah, I can remember.
Cannot.
Okay. Well, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.